Akana seemed to sense the drift of his thoughts and stepped back, still holding his hands.
I heard about Mara. I'm very sorry.
Knowing better than to force an insincere smile in Akana's presence, Luke nodded and squeezed her hand.
Thanks. That means a lot to me, he said. We miss her, but Ben and I are doing fine now.
I'm glad to hear it.
Akana dropped her gaze to his weapons again.
Much more glad than I was to see you holding those. Surely you know better than to believe you have anything to fear from the Falanasi.
Forgive my caution, Luke said.
He felt as though he should have been relieved to see Akana, but he was not.
There was something reserved in her manner,
something that suggested he should not take her help for granted.
My quarry has some frightening abilities. I couldn't take a chance.
Akana shook her head sadly.
Why do we always fear what we do not understand?
She took him by the arm and started deeper into the musty cavern, their feet slipping on the uneven guano-slickened floor.
That is why I wanted to see you before you departed. I hope you don't mind.
Of course not. I'm glad you came.
Now that they had been together a few moments, Luke could feel a flatness in her force aura, a hint that there was something she did not want him to sense.
But you must know I came for more than the shadow. There's someone new among you, someone very dangerous.
Akana nodded.
Yes. Naji said you were looking for the pox carrier,
she replied.
There is no need to worry about her, Luke. We have the epidemic under control.
There is no epidemic, Luke said,
putting a bit of an edge into his voice.
And we both know it.
Then why are you here?
Akana asks.
Surely you are not arrogant enough to believe that the Falanasi need Jedi protection, or that we desire it.
Instead of answering, Luke stopped and turned to stare out the cavern toward the White Island.
Then you are hiding, Abeloth.
You knew that when you came to Padir,
Akana replied gently.
You also know that you are wrong to be here.
Looking for Abeloth?
Luke shook his head.
You only believe that because you don't know what she is.
I know that you are playing with the White Current,
Akana countered.
I know that your Jedi arrogance is what cost you your wife and your two nephews.
My Jedi arrogance? Luke fought to keep his emotions under control.
The Akana he remembered would never hurt him out of spite. If she was saying such things, it was either because she had changed, or because she believed them, and thought he needed to hear the truth.
We've made some mistakes, yes. I have made mistakes. But the Jedi aren't like the Falanasi. We don't hide from the galaxy. We embrace it, and we live in it. And that means we must sometimes fight to defend it.
To defend it or control it?
Akana asked, speaking softly. She took his arm and started toward the shadow again.
The Jedi have lost their way. You have let them lose their way, Luke. First they convince themselves that they are beyond light and dark.
That was never Jedi canon, Luke said. A Sith infiltrator attempted to corrupt our beliefs.
And she succeeded, did she not?
Akana asked.
Consider the evidence. A Jedi Knight has assumed the throne of the Hapes Consortium. Jason Solo took it upon himself to change the flow of the current. And now, a Jedi Grandmaster has joined forces with the Sith. If that is not corruption, I have no understanding of the term.